I promise you, we are not lazy. You look around, you see fields of weeds. Why in the world wouldn't they mow it down so it's all green and pretty, just like a yard? Truth is, we don't want a bunch of quail and rabbits mad at us. This is where they live. This is habitat. In fact, you could call it rabbitat. 200 years ago, much of central and western Kentucky looked a lot like this prairie. Before farmlands, there were native grasslands. You might think a green, manicured lawn would be an improvement. Unless you're a rabbit.
Well, there's tons of animals that would prefer to live in the prairie. Bobwhite quail, rabbits, small birds, songbirds like Henslow sparrows.
As prairie habitats have disappeared, so have the species that live there.
Emily Hoag is our resident rabbit, and she knows in a prairie, life is good.
If you put yourself in the shoes of a rabbit, this is the perfect place to live. You've got plenty of cover, you've got good things to eat, and you feel safe and protected.
Another plus is that these plants have plenty of space between them, which allows animals to scamper right on through, a luxury not found in a hayfield.
It's not for humans, it's for animals. This is their habitat, this is what they prefer.
Prairies ain't pretty, but to Emily, and to bobwhite quail, and to other wildlife, this is the High Roller Suite in Vegas.
So it boils down to this. You lose the habitat, you lose the animal. We still have quail and rabbits in Kentucky. It's just the numbers that we're seeing have declined because of the habitat loss.
Through habitat improvement programs, the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife is working with landowners to restore native grasslands to our state. If you'd like to see other examples of prairies, hike our Habitrek Trail or visit our native grass exhibit. To hear that audio now, press 755 on your Animal Tracks wand.